Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. How are you, Coach? I was going to just jump in, but I wanted to say hi before I jumped in and sold our sponsors. How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
This is episode 4 of recording at 9 o'clock at night on a Monday.
Yeah. First of all, and coach is not a night owl. I'm surprised he's up at 9 p.m. I'm just getting.
But I'm doing this strategically for myself. What I've learned about myself is I have to schedule situations in my life to prepare myself for the real things that are happening. So this is a moment where I know at 9 o'clock at night when the season arises that I'm going to have to be up doing something at 9 o'clock.
I'm just getting like 9 p.m. for me is getting going. Now, I can honestly tell you I've taken 2 naps today, less than 30 minutes total probably, but that's all I need. I'm telling you.
You need to stop reminding me how much older you are than me.
No, but naps are the best thing ever. Naps are the best thing ever.
Do you know Coach K nap before every game? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I took a 15-minute nap at lunch today because I came home. And then I took a 15-minute nap after I walked the dogs for about an hour before I jumped in the shower. That's 30 minutes. That 30 minutes will get me another 2 hours, 3 hours in the day. Easy. Easy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
So, okay, Coach.
And I'm not getting REM sleep.
All right. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to start taking little naps.
You will wake up refreshed. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you want to know the second thing?
What?
Cold showers. Take a cold shower. Now, it's hard initially. Here's what I do when I've started doing this is you just turn it on cold for about a minute, or not a minute, about 10 seconds, and let it just hit your hair. And then slowly your objective is to get it up to about a minute taking a cold shower. It will literally wake you up. It is the best thing. And physically, do some research on cold showers. Anyway, look at all this information these coaches are getting for free. Look at that. Thank you. You can write me, steve@teachhoops.com, and thank me for all that advice. Mini naps, cold showers. It will get you through. 7 to 8 hours sleep is important too. I don't get that. So I'm, you know, do as I say, not as I do, but you should get 7 to 8 hours sleep. All right. So we're talking about 3 things you do when you're scouting. You want me to run with this first? Or do you want to?
We're talking about scouting.
Yeah, we're doing 3 things you look at when scouting.
Look how tired I am. Oh, okay.
I know, you don't even know the topic.
Our 3 things we look at, right? I'm looking at how much they score, okay? So I'm looking at, are they a high-scoring team? Or, you know, I'm looking at how offensive power they are. That's number one. So are they going to be – what I'm looking at, like, really has been ultimately tempo, right? So high-scoring team, I'm looking at tempo. That's number one for me. Are we going to be able to trade baskets with them, you know, whether it's our tempo or their tempo, you know? We obviously want to match their tempo or keep us at our tempo, and we don't want to be able to mirror their tempo. So whether I am the predator, which I'm, like, really aggressive, or I'm more of the prey, I'm more backup because I know I don't have the scorers. I'm really looking at how are you going to exchange baskets in the course of the game. And then I'm looking at number two, I'm looking at matchups. How well we match up with them, with our players. Where we're going to find difficulties, what player is going to give us the most difficulties.
Yep. So I agree on that one. So I look at matchups and individuals too. I look at, and especially at the high school level, I think that's the kicker. I think you got to look at individual, like
how would you include this point then is how do I find ways to shut down that matchup? Is that part of that? So let's say you're going to face guard somebody, or you're going to, you know, you may face guard one player and then have him have no help principles. Is that okay. part of that scouting process, or is that a different way?
So say that again. The
what I'm saying is, like, it's one thing to look at those players. It's another thing of how to approach that player. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I want to know that Sydney goes to her left and off two dribbles and does, because I'm not sure the matchups. I know who I'm going to match up with her first, but I don't know who it's going to stay. So I really look at individual. I look at individuals. So, and then I look at tendencies, and I look at tendencies through individuals. And I also look at tendencies through the team, because most coaches have tendencies, and I want to let them know that, hey, they're going to, after they make a little run here, they're going to come back and 1-3-1 us, or they're going to throw this at us. So it's really, high school basketball is really about matchups. Like, can my guy stop your guys? So that's why I want to look at tendencies, and I want to look at individuals. It's simple enough. And the kids actually sometimes know tendencies more than I did.
And it really, tendencies fit under tempo too, right?
It does.
Because tempo is a tendency too. Right. So I think that all kind of interconnects, right? So if you're a fast-paced team, that's a tendency to play fast.
Yes.
So I would say definitely, yeah.
And then the third thing I look at is specials. So I look at individuals, I look at tendencies, and obviously I'm going to tell them what they're running offense and all that stuff. But I'm going to look for specials, because what are they going to do when they're down four? What are they going to do when we're up six? What are they going to do when they're up 10? Like, I want to look at, you know, and again, I got a huge thing on, because again, most coaches have some tendencies. Because I want to be able to prepare my guys on that timeout. Okay, we're up four. They're coming at us. And here's what's going to, so let's get our press break. You know, I'm always looking for, because every coach has that quick hitter or that special thing they want to run down the stretch. I want to be able to tell our guys about that. You know, in 2011, when we won that triple overtime state championship game and they had the ball and they were going the full court, we knew what they were going to run. That's why we stole the ball and we won. Now, would they have scored? I don't know. But we knew what they were going to run at that point. That's why we got the steal. So I want to be able, that's on me at that point. I got to be able to convey that to the kids. Yeah. So my big things are individuals. I want to know individuals. I want to know tendencies, and I want to know specials. I want to know special things about this team. They're a fast paced, like you were saying, it's maybe about tempo. It's maybe about,
let's how long for something that you just talked about, like the triple overtime, how much time does that take for a varsity coach or staff to find the tendency or that play? That's a lot of work.
Well, it's a lot of work. Well, if you're playing for a state championship, you better put the time in.
I get it.
It's a lot. And then you better hire well, is what I'm going to tell you. Better hire well. Because it's going to be a lot of film watching. It's going to be a lot of, you know, yeah. And huddle is even the playing field a lot. And the film breakdown has even the playing field. I'm going to be honest. We had an advantage until that came out, probably. It saved us time, but I think we had an advantage because I think we broke more film down than just about anybody. Weren't always able to convey it to our guys, and they weren't always able to execute it, but I think we knew what they were going to do. So I think that's kind of leveled the playing field out there for everybody that has it. Yeah. So what's your thoughts? Did I miss anything?
I'm just trying to think.
I like the tempo.
How about I do, but I also think that sometimes it's like, what is the best group of players that you can have on the floor as a matchup?
Combos.
Right. So combinations. I know we talk about that too. Is that really always game to game, or is that something that you keep consistent? So, like, is that really a scouting thing, or is that just a general thing? Because I don't think that's a scouting thing.
I think it's scouting for the opponents. Cause I know, you know, like Middleton was a really good team. We kind of knew some of their combos that they would want in and that they wouldn't have in. So then I could try to counter it. So I think from a scouting standpoint, yes, you can do that. But from a season standpoint, it's also like, who do I want? Who do I want for that defensive stop? Like, who do I want in for that defense? Who do I trust for that defensive stop? And who can execute our stuff so we can get the shot that we need? So that's a general seasonal thing that's more reflective into us, I think. But you're right. Scouting wise for them, I think I think there can be some of those. Who are they going to have in? Who's going to take? Like, there's times like, I know this person's going to take the shots. So let's make someone else take the shots. You know, let's get it out of their hands, kind of thing. And that's where that scouting will come in.
That goes back to, that also goes back to just players, right? Knowing the players, right? Because sometimes they're going to have a guy on the floor, a girl on the floor.
But it's also the coach, I think, in the sense that he's going to diagram up, you know, I'm going to diagram it up for this guy. Nope, that's going to be the counter. You know, you kind of got to know the specific personnel at that point, I think. All right, anything else with this coach before we fall asleep?
I guess what tendencies to me is number one thing too is just I think if a team looking to see if teams do anything in regards to pressure and full court pressure and how they do it, because you're not always able to model that in your practice, so you have to really be able to scout and prepare your team to do that sometimes. I think that's one big thing that you have to put in your practice planning, because nothing ever really prepares you for that type of pressure. And so how they do it, how they trap, where they trap, zonal, full court, where they pick up, you know, that takes some time to really dive in, because if you don't, it gives them a clear advantage.
It does. All right, coach, until next week.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sports Social Podcast Network.